Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 79. My name is Matt, and this is the weekly podcast discussing everyday tech for everyday people. And this episode this week is one of my favorite things to do at the end of the year. Last year, I did this. It worked out pretty well. And I discuss my favorite audiobook reads for the last year or so. And going way back to episode, I believe it's 38 or 37, somewhere in that area, I discussed my top five audiobooks for 2016. Today, I'm going to talk about my favorite audiobooks of 2017. Now, I don't talk a whole lot about audiobooks in this podcast. There are other podcasts out there that talk about audiobooks on a weekly basis, and I don't want to take away from them. And one of the things that I like to do is if I have a tech topic that I could use with some reinforcing products or ideas or other things like apps, I usually have my main theme and then throw in an audiobook or an app or something like that afterwards if it relates to the topic at hand. And so I may talk occasionally about an audiobook here or there, but I don't usually dive deep into audiobooks all that much. Last year, if you listen to the episode, if you want to go back and listen to it, I can give you the top five from 2016 that I read that I really enjoyed. Number five was The Alchemist. Number four, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Number three, Dune. Two, Seven Eves. And number one, The Kingkiller Chronicles Day One, Name of the Wind. And this year, I was going to do top five again. I decided I'm actually going to do the top 10 audiobooks I listened to this year and go into a little detail on why I like them. And I hope you enjoy. Maybe it'll give you some ideas. I am a subscriber to audible.com and don't have a free account. I pay for my service and I absolutely love Audible. I love it because it gives me an opportunity to take in content or learn about new topics that I normally wouldn't be able to because of my crazy work schedule. Being on the road 2 hours a day, basically I have that time in the car where I could actually use it to learn about topics I've always wanted to learn about. And Audible really works well for me just because of that schedule. And so I get one credit a month with Audible. Cost me about $15, and I can purchase any audiobook I like with that credit. They have lots of different sales. They had a great Black Friday sale, over 400 books on sale, and then it went to, I believe, 600 books that were on sale. Really cheap. You get them for like $4 or $5, and they have a book of the day that is always on sale. And if I'm not careful, I can start adding books on really quickly and catch those good deals when they happen. So number 10, I'm going to jump right in. Number 10, the reason I wanted to listen to this book is because I'm a big fan of Elon Musk and SpaceX and the happenings there at Cape Canaveral and in Vandenberg Air Force Base in California, also building new launch facilities in Boca Chica, Texas. And I was a big fan of, I got really interested in it when they started landing the rockets on drone ships out in the ocean. And the name of those drone ships are, Of Course I Still Love You, and Just Read the Instructions. And those two names of those ships came from an Ian M. Banks book that's called The Player of Games. Now, this is actually book two in a series known as the Culture Series. I have not read book one. I wasn't really interested in the Culture Series at all. Science fiction, I normally am into it, but I just wanted to read this book just for the sake of knowing where those names came from of those two ships. And basically, the culture is a society based off of interactions between humans and machines. And in this particular book, there is a great game that is unraveling, and it's a real culture divide between two different cultures and players of these different games. It's a very complex game, resulting in the winner becoming an emperor of this particular part of the universe. And there's a lot of backstory. There's a lot of character development and really thought-provoking ideas. Some people say it's, you know, both humorous and terrifying at the same time. It was an excellent read. I read it mostly just because I, as I mentioned, I was interested in SpaceX. So as a review, basically I gave it an overall 4 stars out of 5. The performance was excellent, 5 stars. And the story I gave 4 stars out of 5 as well. That's number 10. And again, if you're interested in SpaceX and things like that, just some added geekery there to encourage you to go learn about where all these names are coming from that they come up with. Number 9. This book was a book I just recently read. I got it on sale. The name caught me off guard, and I wasn't really sure if it was going to be something that I was interested in or not. Basically science fiction and fantasy all together in a futuristic setting, written by Dennis E. Taylor, narrated by Ray Porter. The narration of this book was absolutely incredible. And this is called We Are Legion, We Are Bob. And this is the Bobiverse Book 1. And it's a very humorous story, but it also at the same time has a lot of true to life and true to science aspects of it that I really appreciated. So looking at the publisher summary, basically here's the plot summary. Bob Johansson has just sold his software company and is looking forward to a life of leisure. There are places to go, books to read, movies to watch, and so a little unfair when he gets himself killed crossing the street. He had just applied for this new technology that came out where he could eventually preserve himself and be revived in the future. But when he does, he finds out that he wasn't revived as he thought he was going to be. He was actually revived in a inside of a computer. And eventually he is part of a few different people that are selected based off of their qualities and of their personality to lead this effort in colonizing space for mankind. And basically, he gets put into an interstellar probe looking for habitable planets. And each time that he encounters a new world, he replicates himself and the ships that he's on and builds new ships and goes and expands throughout the galaxy. And it's a very interesting story based off of principles of, you know, things like AI and 3D printing or cloning, that type of thing. And the problems that he runs into as Earth basically is falling apart and the different societies on Earth are battling each other, also sending out these artificial intelligent probes to different places in the galaxy. It's a really fascinating and interesting story. I gave it 4 stars out of 5 overall. Performance, I gave a 5 star. And again, story, 4 stars. It's a very interesting concept. And I'm not sure if I'm going to go on to book 2. I just actually picked it up out of sale on Black Friday. I'll probably give it a read just to see where the story goes. But book 1 in itself was much different than I expected it to be. And really kind of enjoyed it, and definitely recommending that to anybody out there that might be interested in similar topics. Number 8 is more of an educational resource than anything else. And the reason I put this one in the lineup here is there's actually 3 different books. And this book is a book that helped me get my amateur radio license. This is called The Fast Track to Your Technician Class Ham Radio License. Now, the technician class license is the first of a series of 3 licenses that you can get. And I listened to this book along with a couple other ham radio books to study for my test. And this book is by far the best one that I read just to get your technician class license. The author and narrator are both the same person, Michael Burnett. I gave this book 5 stars all around for overall, for the performance, for narration, for the story, overall, everything 5 stars. It was just an absolutely well-written book, for ham radio. If you are interested in that, field at all, this would be the number one place I would recommend to go. There is actually the fast track for your general license, and just coming out on Thanksgiving Day, actually, this year is the fast track for your general class license. I picked it up. It was not on sale, but I definitely want to get my extra license sometime this year. So the one that just came out, the fast track to your extra class license, now available on Audible as well. 5 stars all the way around. Great book. Coming in at number 7, I did mention this one on a podcast recently. I always wanted to read this book, never had a chance to until maybe September or October. George Orwell's 1984. This book, dark and bleak, and most people are aware of the story here, the story of Big Brother and basically controlling not only the country, but 3 different social systems in the world, all basically set up the same thing. And story of a hero without any heroic qualities, and just wants to find the truth and find some decency in the world. And you know, even though 1984 has come and gone, that nightmare vision is still kind of a possibility of that the negative utopia that's happening in the world. This is the new classic edition that I listened to, narrated by Simon Preble. Also gave it 5 stars all the way around. The performance was just absolutely off the charts on the narration. So story was great, overall was great. So 5 stars. All the way around. That's what I gave it when I finished the book. I'm really picky about Audible book reviews on what I give it at the end, because I want to go back and listen to these books again in the future. And so when I give something 5 stars, usually it has struck me in a certain way that I wasn't expecting, or just really super impressed me all the way through. Don't normally give 5 stars all the way around. Coming in at number 6 is a book that I'm just finishing. I've got about 3 or 4 hours left to go on this book. And boy, was this a long book. If you're interested at all in music and you have any background in popular music of any kind, I would recommend this book for those people who have an appreciation for legends, appreciation for the biggest musicians in history. And one of those people, without a doubt, still hear his music being played in movies, new movies coming out, old movies, had a illustrious career, was Frank Sinatra. And the biography here, Sinatra, the Chairman, written by James Kaplan and narrated by Donald Corin. Now, this book is 40 hours, almost 41 hours long. Released in 2015. I've still got about 4 hours to go. This is a broad range biography of Frank Sinatra and his ins and outs of the music industry, the movie industry, personal life, as well as ventures that he had with various casinos, performance venues, interactions with the mob, and really an all-around collection from other sources all put into this book. Goes through recording dates, all the great hits that he had, who wrote them, why, the songs he loved, songs he hated, even though he recorded them. There is a lot of information in this book. Even as a musician myself, it goes a little in-depth for what I expected. But my goodness, this book, if you're interested in Frank Sinatra at all, everything is covered in this book, from family, from Nancy and Tina Sinatra to Frank Sinatra Jr., to all of Frank Sinatra's wives, how Frank Sinatra took care of people, how Frank Sinatra cut people off from his life entirely. Right now, I have not given this book a rating. The narration is excellent for the quality. You know, a lot of times with these types of books, the narration can be kind of bland and kind of monotone. I didn't find the case with that with this. The story of Frank Sinatra, it's all there. So, you know, that's a 5-star there as well. Overall, I probably end up giving the book maybe 4 stars out of 5, just because it is so long and it is kind of painful at certain times to read. But the information there is just incredible if you're interested in Frank Sinatra, like I am. I would say 40 hours. It didn't need to be 40 hours long, but in this case, 3 hours left. That's probably what I'm going to end up giving that rating for Sinatra the Chairman. Okay, moving on. The next book I listened to over the summer. It may have even been at the end of the school year last year. And I was kind of fascinated by this book just to see what possibly be in this book that, like stories that I have heard of in the past and maybe I've heard parts and bits and pieces of, but I was curious. Sometimes I get interested in the way government works, the way law enforcement works, that type of thing. So this is, the book was called The Master of Disguise and My Secret Life in the CIA. This was written by Antonio J. Mendez, narrated by John Pruden, about 11 and a half hours long. And so basically it's a rare and unique glimpse into the CIA's Office of Technical Services. And it's a particular, the secret work undertaken to support secret operations throughout the world. And it's a story of one man's climbing up the ladder from not being a successful person, finding a career, getting lucky and being accepted into the CIA, being a graphics designer, worked his way up the chain as far as creating disguises for people in Russia and other countries that were in very dangerous situations, and orchestrated the escape of hostages in certain areas. It was just a fascinating book of real life stories that happen that we never really hear about until much, much later. And as a person who has sort of climbed up the ladder myself, starting out from almost nothing and sort of building myself up year after year, it's really cool to hear a story of somebody like that in a major government agency like the CIA. So if you're sort of intrigued by that type of story, I would recommend this book, The Master of Disguise, just to get entrenched in some of these stories that happened and some of the amazing things that needed to be done very, very quickly, because things are changing all the time in the dynamics of the world. I gave the narrator or the performance of this story 5 stars. The story itself, I gave 4 stars. Again, overall, probably about 4 stars here. It seems to be a lot what I've given with these books. They're similar reviews, but all of these books so far are pretty great. But as I get closer to number one, I'm sort of ranking in more and more of these. They're higher listed here, so as I enjoyed these books. Number 4. Now, this is a book that quite possibly could be number 1. Because of last year, my number 1 choice pick was The Name of the Wind, King Killer Chronicles Day 1. At the very beginning of the year, I got right into The Wise Man's Fear, King Killer Chronicles book, or Day 2. This was every bit just as good as The Name of the Wind, the first book in this series. And so much that this book should have been number 1 on my list. This book, absolutely fantastic, written by Patrick Rothfuss and narrated by Nick Podol. Book 2, 42 hours and 59 minutes long. Continuing the story of Kvothe and his memoir of his whole life, fictional life here in this book. If you read book 1, go on to book 2. If you haven't read either of them, Lord of the Rings style book, set in like a medieval time, but in its own, universe or own, world type of setting, really an incredible, incredible stories, so in depth. Every character has a backstory, every character has details, and every character interacts in just a phenomenal way with everyone else. Really, you're following the footsteps of a hero on his difficult path to becoming a legend. The reason why I did not rate this book one, or I didn't rate this number one on my list. Here's why. This book, originally released in 2011, has been set to, it's supposed to be a trilogy. And I started it this year, but there are a lot of readers out there who have read these books as soon as they came out, expecting the book three to follow up shortly. And as of the last time that I did this episode, I warned everybody that book three was finished. It's now in the editing process, and I believe it's been like 7 years, 6 or 7 years in since the release of this book. And Patrick Rothfuss has had some issues, family issues. He has separated from his wife. He has had some family health issues, as well as personal issues of his own, that if you go to his website, he has very clearly stated. And a lot of readers are really passionate about this particular book. The next book that's coming out, they really want it. They're very anxious for it because they want to see how the story ends. But Patrick Rothfuss doesn't seem to be in any much of a hurry, which could be a good thing. He's editing it and making sure it is produced in the right way. But he's starting to get angry at a lot of people that are keep asking, when is the next book coming out? When is the next book coming out? To the point where I'm not sure the next book is coming out, at least anytime soon. So that sort of takes away from my experience, because I did read these books hoping that the third book was coming out soon, and haven't seen anything about the third book other than he's torn it all apart, redesigned it, and he keeps doing that. And 7 years in, 8 years in, people are starting to wonder when it's going to happen. But I will say the books do conclude, the main stories within each volume. And so they're both great reads nonetheless. And hopefully, you know, very soon the book three does come out. Another book sort of on the educational front that I listened to this year. And this one, I just kind of popped up in my feed, and I wasn't sure what to expect from it, from the name. It's called The Art of Invisibility. The world's most famous hacker teaches you how to be safe in the age of Big Brother and Big Data. It's 9 hours and 17 minutes long, written by Kevin Mitnick and narrated by Ray Porter. I'm finding that I think I like Ray Porter as a narrator, because every single book that I've listened to narrated by Ray Porter I've given basically 5 stars in. This book basically talked about how to anonymize yourself online, and just how difficult of a task that is if you wanted to be anonymous. In this high-tech world, how difficult it is to travel around the country, that type of thing, without your information being leaked and or your presence being shown somewhere and somehow. Very fascinating book, just on the very premise of the idea of trying to make somebody invisible. A lot of times we complain that our rights are being violated with how much big data is tracking us. So if you're interested in that type of thing, this book is probably the best one I've read of the topic. Again, gave it 5 stars. Also, earlier this year, if you caught the story of that I worked on over the summer with the missile silos in my area, this book I was reading sort of at the same time, just because I was interested in the whole Cold War era what happened during that time. It's a great piece of U.S. Government history. And this book coming in at number two, I'm going to call it's named Raven Rock, the story of the U.S. government's secret to plan to save itself while the rest of us die. What a great title. Written by Garrett M. Graff and narrated by Jacques Roy, and about 18 hours long. This story is, don't let the title deceive you. This story is a great, this book is a great account of the Cold War era government spending and government paranoia, government reaction to everything else that was happening in the world as far as Russia and everything and the nuclear age, starting with Sputnik. And if you're not familiar with Raven Rock, one of the most secret facilities built for continuation of government during that time period. And the story doesn't just talk about Raven Rock. It goes on and talk about everything that happened during the Cold War and the lead up to why these underground bunkers were built to survive nuclear blasts. And one of the most fascinating things from the book was the development of nuclear weapons. I won't give any spoilers of the book, but just some fantastic information of what happened when they first detonated the very first hydrogen bomb. Literally blew my mind on what happened at that point in time. So great book. If you're interested in learning about Cold War era relics or facilities, that type of thing, as I was during the summer when I was touring Cold War era missile silos. So very interesting book coming in at number two. 5 stars all the way around overall. 5 stars performance, great narration, and a great story. All right, last book, number one for the year of 2017. Again, another book that I wasn't really going to take a look at, and it just caught me off guard, and that's sort of the reason why I put it at number one. The book is written by Travis Langley, Michael Uslin, and Dennis O'Neill, narrated by Mike Chamberlain, about 10 and a half hours long, and the name of the book is Batman and Psychology, A Dark and Stormy Night. Now, this book is really fascinating if you were a comic book reader or a fan of Batman movies or TV shows or anything like that, or the legacy of Batman. And basically, the premise is... Batman is one of the most compelling and enduring characters from the comic series, but he's also pretty scarred, and there's questions to be had, like, does he have post-traumatic stress disorder? Why does he do this? And is he crazy? Are the villains crazy, or are they actually considered legally sane? And it goes into the details of each character involved in the Batman universe. And it was really a fascinating read on that whole universe that was created back in 1939 and how it has evolved over the years due to culture change. And is written by a psychology professor who happens to also be a scholar of superheroes. So an expert in both fields. This book, 5 stars all the way around. Performance was excellent. Narration. The story... great story. It was really a great read from start to finish, going through all the characters, the more popular ones, the not so popular ones, talking about their relationship to not only the other characters, but also real life influences for those characters. And for instance, the premise of Batman, where it came from, and who a popular figure of the time, who it was modeled after. So really, I would highly recommend this book for anybody interested in comic series at all, or even psychology, because there's so much of it in this particular storyline that has slowly changed over the years. So that's going to about do it, coming in at number one, Batman and Psychology. In last year, wrapping things up now, last year when I did my top five, I also gave my least favorite book of the year that I've read so far. And this is not to take anything away from the book or author or anything like that. But it's just to say, you know, I try to keep it well balanced, and I try to say that I'm not just a big fan of every single audiobook out there. Being a musician, I came across a great course from the Great Courses series, I should say. It was called Music and the Brain, and it was done by Professor Patel from Tufts University. And this book, I've seen a ton on Audible, and I picked it up because I was interested in the topic and how music affects your brain, how being involved with music programs makes you smarter, makes you a more educated and well-rounded person. And I thought this was going to be a great read. It turned out to be a great dud, and did not enjoy the book at all. It's about 9 hours and 10 minutes. It's not that the content was bad. It was well presented. It was more the fact that it didn't really talk a whole lot about how music benefits your brain. And that's the whole title of the book. And yes, it does go into some detail, but not nearly as much as I was expecting. So overall, I gave that a 3-star book review. Performance and narration wasn't really that great, and wasn't really that well written. So performance, I gave 2 stars, and story gave 3 stars. So that was my least favorite book of the year, being a musician and expecting a little bit more from it. I'd love to hear some of your favorite audiobook reads from the year, and I'll put them on the show next week if you send in some feedback. I'm always looking for great stories, great books, and I would love to bring them up on the show and just get them out there for any other readers. So you can do that. You can send me an email, mrptechreviews@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your favorite audiobooks that you like to listen to. Also, by the time that this episode is released, we should have a brand new mrptechreviews.com website over on HostGator. I've been working on it this week on and off and transitioning from Wix to HostGator. It's starting to look very nice right now, basically transferring all the content from the old site to the new site, and then I'll build it up from there as time goes on. So probably can't access it as of the time of this recording, but by the time this releases, the new website should be up and running. So make sure to check it out over at mrptechreviews.com. And also make sure to go over to podnuts.com and check out all the other great shows on Podnuts. If you're looking and you're really interested in audiobooks, check out Booknuts. They do a fantastic job, much better than I could do, of reviewing audiobooks of their choice every single week, and all the other great podcasts on that network. So thanks everybody so much for listening this week, and we'll see you next time.